Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Aria Talking to Me.
Unless you're listening to it in a different week than this week.
Yes. In which case...
Welcome to that week's episode.
Sure. Welcome to this episode.
Too broad.
Welcome to this podcast.
25th of March or later,
yeah.
2019.
Yes.
You can't be listening to it earlier.
No, because even if you're a time traveler, it's happening now.
Unless in the far-flung future and podcasts are still available, they change the calendar again, which has happened a bunch of times.
Yes.
It'll happen again.
Yep.
And for some reason, they have the same setup, but they just reboot.
Okay.
Reboots are popular now.
Absolutely.
How many years? We haven't said our names yet.
I said the name of the podcast. Not what it's about, though.
It's about Game of Thrones. My name's Adam Knox. That's Ben Vanel.
Hello.
And if we... I mean, if... now I've forgotten what the question was. Oh, yeah. How many years until they reboot Game of Thrones? Does it ever happen?
Right, because they're doing prequels, or a prequel, for sure.
Yeah, they were, like, workshopping three and one of the, with the intent to pick up one or something.
Yeah, one is cast Naomi Watts as the lead,
oh,
and it's
yeah.
back in the golden age of heroes or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's happening.
But then in, like... 30 years.
He yeah.
said, here's Game of Thrones reboot. No, I reckon never.
Probably never.
Because they don't reboot everything.
Sure. And like Lord of the Rings, they're having another crack, but it's a prequel.
Yeah.
It's a series.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't really care that
much. It's around the first war with Sauron, apparently. So all those guys.
Oh, like the first 5 minutes of Fellowship of the Ring.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a lead up to that, I think. Yeah. Hmm. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. I'm off Lord of the Rings, I guess.
I used to love it. I'm not like gagging for this series.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
I think the thing I liked about it was the idea that it was massive.
Yes.
In terms of the films. I never liked the books. I didn't like the way they were written.
Right. Right.
Really. And I know some people love it. It just never gelled with me. Like I was skipping the songs and the poems and
right.
you know, and Tom Bombadil, fuck off. But like the size of literally the boxes of the DVDs and shit was the thing that made me go like, this is cool. I think I like the format of them more than
right.
the actual films.
The fact that something existed like that, where yeah. it was like so much effort has gone into all this stuff and
yeah.
yeah.
Same as Game of Thrones in some ways.
Yeah.
The actual format and like what it's doing is often more interesting, same as Marvel movies, than the actual content itself, really.
Yes.
Because the experience of having something go over this long of a period of time and being as intricate as it is with still being well produced, that's what I like.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I reckon listeners would probably disagree with this, but I think that my enjoyment of the show coasts from like season two onwards based on the quality of those first two seasons. And it's not always that good, but you're always interested to see what's going to happen to those people you met back then.
And then part of the quality of those two seasons, though, I think is that being fresh and that being a new thing.
Yeah.
And the type of show it was and the shockingness of what happened and everything
mm-hmm.
being so new. That wore off and was probably still there just as much in the later seasons, but you're dull to it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
To some extent, at least.
So
we figured it out. We can end the podcast.
Done. It certainly doesn't change significantly in season seven in any way, so there's nothing to unpack there.
It changes less significantly than I remember.
Yes.
Keep in mind as well, if for some reason you don't know this yet, we're spoiling everything, so there's two more episodes after this that we will be spoiling.
Yeah.
So if you want to jump... But the silly twists of like the dragon showing up at the last minute in the next episode and stuff, mm-hmm. that I was like, that's dumb at the time.
Yes.
I think I'm less fussed about and seems less silly to me now, partly because I watched season 7 all in one go.
Yeah. Yeah, this, that's right. Like, you did, yeah.
And I've just switched off a little bit more mm-hmm. my like expectation.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Partly because of how this episode opens.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Now that we've agreed that the silly things in this show are not as silly as we first thought, Jamie's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And about a mile away.
Yes.
And still wearing full armor, and he's been swimming, and he comes up for air. Yeah, this is episode yeah. 5 of season 7, Eastwatch.
Yeah.
That we're
yeah.
doing today.
You're right. Bronn drags him up. Like, he's... Jamie's underwater.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, finally I've surfaced literally a mile away from where I went underwater.
Yeah. I like, in my head, I think I've gone like, he was popping up a few times.
Right.
And it's been like a whole thing of him going, bah, and coming up for air yeah. and then going back under because like, he's wearing big fucking armor.
We're too nearby. You can't come up yet. It's like, oh, fine.
Sure, you can take your armor off a bit underwater as well.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, and it's still annoying yeah. the second time watching it, I think.
I think the lessening of the impact is maybe that there isn't the week in between of people going like, oh my God, Jamie's dead.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's dead. And then in the next fucking episode, it's like, oh, fuck. Less than 3 minutes underwater.
Yes.
Or is it, I think it's about 5 before you start to get brain damage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember being at Science Works
right.
as a kid.
Getting dumped
my breath because I wanted to leave. Yeah.
Yes.
But there was like someone telling us like you can go up to 5 minutes and they tried to get us to hold our breath for as long as possible.
Right.
And I don't remember what I did, but it was like a minute and a half or something probably.
You probably don't remember because you did 6 minutes.
Yeah. I don't understand what you just said or any of English or how to move my body.
I got to really carry this episode then.
What?
Yeah. I actually think, I don't know if you agree, I was more leaning towards believing that Jamie had died than Jon Snow, back when he literally died.
Well, yeah, but that was like such a, like, I don't know. It was just so unbelievable with the people talk about plot armor, and that's always a bit annoying because
yeah,
enjoying or like analyzing a show on that sort of meta level always leads to it being bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no art is good if you analyze it too much.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's, of course, there are issues with everything.
There's always coincidences. Like, that's part of what storytelling is.
Yeah,
is like interesting coincidences that have, you know, justifications because of context or whatever, or are fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then just the, like, who is now probably the joint biggest actor on the show being out of it all of a sudden and kind of for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, that not leading to anything or wrapping up. Like, Rob yeah. dying leads to this happening. Whoever else dying leads to something happening out of it. Like, fucking Ned dying initially is for a big reason.
Yeah.
And if he'd have died then and if Jamie had died here, it would have just been like, oh, well, they just died.
Yes.
I guess. Just yeah. because the show is wrapping up as well, anyone dying at this point is, and now they're just dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Which yep. is less interesting, I guess.
For sure.
The interesting thing about the sudden deaths in this show is what's the fallout from that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anyway, there's no fallout from this.
No.
There's fall onto the riverbank.
Yes.
Bronn and Jamie have a bit of back and forth of Bronn going like, why the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
And Jamie's like, I was trying to kill Daenerys. He's like, oh no, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see a big fucking dragon. And he's like, yeah, but I'm invincible. I can breathe underwater.
Yes.
I'm a frog.
Yep.
And I was just going to hop my way out of there, even if everything went wrong. He's like, oi, that's fucking cool. But yeah, they're like, holy shit. She's got, that was one dragon out of three. And we're fucked.
Yeah.
All of us died.
Yeah.
That was a fucking insane situation that we just went through.
The army, you're right. The Dothraki, one dragon. They've got more. They've got the Unsullied.
Yeah.
Like, sure, the Casterly Rock thing didn't work out, but like, they are going to beat us in war.
Yeah.
We're so done.
We need to get out of here. We need to tell Cersei to fucking pull her head in, I guess.
Yeah.
Tyrion and Daenerys are having a look at all the people from the battlefield who they've just beaten.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of gathered up the last soldiers and Daenerys. They find a nice showy rock to put the dragon on top of.
Yep, little stage.
Nice little stage there for Daenerys to give him a big, like, listen up, motherfuckers. You got two choices. My way or the die way. And then everyone's like, hey.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's a highway? I don't know what that's about. We don't have the saying
highway
or the highway because we don't have cars.
No.
We got wagons, though.
We got a little bit of green leaf, though, and that gets me nice and high.
Damn, that's the highway. Yes. Going to see the Dave Matthews Band? Fish.
Fish?
I feel like Fish is the joke high band.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
That's the highway. But yeah, she's saying bend the knee or die. It's like some people go down.
Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch of them still standing being like, nah, we're Lannisters till the end. Dickon and Randy?
Yep. Stan's dad?
Stan's dad ran. I thought this was America. They're still standing, obviously.
Yes.
And does Tyrion recognize him and go like, oh, that's Randall Tarly?
Someone does, yeah.
And they figure out that he's like a big leader type guy.
Yeah, because Tyrion is like, hey, what are you doing here? I thought you were allied with the fucking Tyrells. You're swapping alliances.
Yeah, that's right. Like, oh, you're picking to be loyal now.
Yeah.
But what did you just do? You fucked up Highgarden, right?
Yeah.
So, are you that loyal? And look, we'll be kind to you.
Mm.
You can go to the wall, take the black.
Absolutely.
Hang out. We're not going to kill you. We're merciful. And Daenerys is like, nah, nope. I've got to be hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
Randall has to die.
Also, I think Randall's like, I'm not going to the wall.
Yeah, probably.
I think he refuses.
That seems like something he'd do.
Yeah.
Because he thinks that's low as shit, like he sent his son there.
Yes.
Who he hates.
Yep.
So he must think that that's a piece of shit move.
Yeah.
So he's like, nope, I choose to die. And Tyrion's kind of like, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
But then Dickon is like, well, me too then.
And Randall is like, what are you doing?
Boy.
I'm taking the flame here so you can live on and like our family can survive.
Yeah.
Because Sam's gone. He's not an heir or anything.
No.
And yeah, if Randall dies, then Dickon is the head of the Tarly family.
Yeah. And he does seem like, hey, shut up, kid. Go back in line. But then when he's like, no, I'm dying too. He looks a little proud of him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So then Tyrion's like, look, we do not have to kill these people.
Mm.
Like, no one has to die here. Come on, Daenerys. Don't be crazy. You don't have to chop their heads off. And she's like, no. No, I don't have to chop their heads off.
I completely agree with you, Tyrion.
A very poor choice of words.
Mm.
That was my Joker impression.
Very.
Why so angry? What's the matter there?
That's good.
The Joker?
Yeah, he's the guy with the question marks on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell
have you ever fucked the devil in his pale ass? The Joker.
Yes. A funny guy.
Humor man. That's my original character. It's me, the humorist. Oh. The raconteur.
Oh, no. My guy is the reply to women's jokers. He's the worst villain of all.
The rewording women's tweets.
Yes.
So she is like, hey, dragon, kill the guys.
Yeah, let's drag him over here, and then let's dragon on the heads.
And that dragon absolutely breathes up a storm on them.
Mm-hmm.
And
they go down screaming.
Fuck, they burn.
Yeah.
And everyone else goes down on their knees. They're like, oh, yeah. Okay, yep. Didn't think the dragon who I just saw do that could do that.
Mm.
I guess I'll get on my knees.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's a show of force that I guess is probably wise. Because she's still in a fucking angry mood. Like, she coming over there, mood, in an aggressive, like, in a fuck the strategy.
Yes.
I'm taking over.
Yeah, she's responding to a loss.
Yeah.
She's getting back for, for all the ship burnings and stuff.
So, they're gone.
They're dead.
Jaime's fucked off back to the Red Keep.
Mm-hmm.
And tell Cersei all about everything. He's like, Jesus fucking Christ, they're crazy powerful. And Cersei's like, I don't give a shit.
Mm.
Cersei's still being, you know, pretty bold.
Yeah. He's like, we should sue for peace. And she's like, no, why would we do that? Also, remember, like, we've got money, so that's good. We can hire mercenaries.
Which she has, like, just done, right, already? Or the gold's just gotten back?
And yeah, she's spoken about it. She's asked the Iron Bank for more money. That's what happened, I think, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she asked about the Golden Company, too.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. I've certainly heard that raised before now, so yeah.
Yeah. And then he tells her about Olenna. Like, I think she says, like, I don't want to sue for peace with any of these cunts. They killed my kids. And he's like, actually, a bit of news about that.
Yeah.
Olenna told me she killed Joffrey. Mm. And at first she's like, do you believe her? Mm. That's ridiculous. I know Sansa and Tyrion did it. And he's like, she seemed pretty honest about it.
Yeah. Yeah. She was, do you think that she was going to let Margaery marry Joffrey?
Mm.
No. And Cersei, I think, was like, oh, that's right. If that was Marcella, not Margaery, and it was someone else's fucked up son,
yeah,
I would have done the same thing.
That's right. He says, would you have let Marcella marry Joffrey?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, well, that'd be hard.
Yes. Yes. That was my next step in the plan. So.
Yeah. And then I was going to fuck him. Oh, God. Do you reckon? No, never mind. Don't have to go down that road. Do you reckon Cersei would have fucked her own kids when they were older?
Probably, yeah. Probably. God. Yeah.
Maybe that's even a step too far for the incest people here, though.
I mean, I don't know. Once you cross that line, like, you've got to be pretty weird.
I reckon fucking a sibling isn't as bad as fucking even a full-grown one of your children.
Sure. I can see degrees of separation there.
To be clear, I think both are cool. But...
I don't know. It's hard because I think you would have said a couple seasons ago, like, no, she would do anything to protect her children. Mm. But by the end, she absolutely doesn't care about Tommen.
Mm.
Or but I guess that's once he's become a part of the problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, like, she is at least just broken enough that she's not got that bone in her anymore, maybe, or yeah. something. Yeah.
And she never will have that bone in her.
Damn. So, yeah, she's basically saying, well, look, okay, so we fight them and we stand on our feet. Because isn't there some Lannister thing of, like, die on your feet? Didn't someone say something about, I can't remember. Anyway, she's like, okay, so we keep fighting them and we're brave and we're the Lannisters and then we end up dying.
Yes.
Or we don't fight them. But they still come here and kill us anyway, like, as if fucking Daenerys is going to let us live.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
So...
we've done treason or whatever. Everything that we've done is punishable by death, so...
And she's absolutely right.
Yeah, for sure.
Daenerys would and should kill her.
If Randall Tarly wasn't getting away alive, then Cersei Lannister certainly isn't.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
So, that's the situation there. Bran's having a little peek at that army of the dead up north.
Oh, yeah, all the raven eyes gone. Blip, 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 blip. Gone white. Yep.
He's singing a little song as the ravens. He's up there, and then the Night King looks up at the ravens, and they're like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Bran tells the maester there, like, okay, we got to get ravens out.
Yeah, get them out to everyone, including the Citadel.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll come back later.
This shit's happening, though. The army's nearly here. We're getting fucked soon. Let everybody know.
Yep.
Daenerys heads back to Dragonstone.
Mm-hmm.
Atop Drogon.
Yes.
And...
That's very medieval-y language.
Yeah.
Atop
Drogon, Daenerys flies to Dragonstone. Mm-hmm. This is a fantasy-ass show. Jon Snow's fucking standing on that cliff again.
Yeah, he's doing some brooding.
He loves it up there.
Oh, yeah. It is very epic looking.
It'd be windy as hell, though. I don't like standing somewhere windy all the time.
It was mildly windy today here in Melbourne, and I hated it.
The noise of wind is incredibly distracting. It's a bad place to brood because you're having this weird... and it's not even like good white noise wind.
No.
It's... heavy bash your ears wind.
Yeah.
So you can't fucking hear yourself think. Maybe that's why he's up there.
Yeah, maybe right.
That's what I think. Yeah. Actually, that's fucking awesome.
Okay, he's cool. I love this guy.
But yeah, up comes Drogon and like fucking like runs up to him like a puppy.
Yes.
Like, but it's a big dragon. So it's a different experience.
It's a little bit scarier, yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Jon and the dragon are like having this weird sort of like sizing each other up thing.
Mm.
Jon takes off his glove and touches the dragon. The dragon's like, yeah, I'm cool with this guy.
Yeah.
And Daenerys looks stunned and slightly turned on
yes,
by that.
Yes.
She the same way that, like, if someone is really good with dogs or with kids, there's a bit of you that goes, like, it's not turned on, but you're like, wow, that's hot.
Yeah, that's a tick in the pro column.
What's the word for liking someone, but it's not hot or turned on or anything like
impressed?
That?
Impressed?
No, but it's still like a partner, a romantic impressed.
I mean, attracted to, it doesn't necessarily mean sexual.
Yes, yeah. Attracted to.
Just it's attracted
an,
to, yeah.
It's an attractive thing.
It's an attractive thing to see, yes.
It's crazy that I had to try and think of that word.
It gives someone a lady boner, I think.
Yeah, they call them lady burners or girl soaks. Boy soaks.
Yes. A boy wide on.
Anyway, the, John and the dog.
Yeah, Daenerys slowly slides off the dragon, and
but like Daenerys is explaining to him after that, like, these are literally, I think of them as my kids.
Yes,
this ain't no dog.
Yeah, yeah, because he even says like, what that's a beast. Fucking yeah. Well, he's like, oh, scary, and she's like, it's not scary, and he's like, no, you're right. It is a. I've never seen a beast like this though, and she's like, hey. Also not a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dragon. Hey! How dare you?
Mm.
So, yeah, John still voices again his, like, I don't know if fighting everyone real hard and killing everybody is the right thing to do, I guess. But
everyone's a little bit of sort of like, hey, you, burning people alive is still, you know, what your crazy dad did.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the best look.
And
right
Daenerys
now.
Is like, look, this is what everyone does. Why am I being held to a
totally.
Way higher standard when totally. I'm even doing the thing a little better than everyone? Too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, she didn't want to kill the boy to kill Dickon.
Yep. Yeah, she specifically says to Jon, how many people did you kill when you took Winterfell? It's like, well, thousands.
Yeah. He probably only personally killed about 8.
Yeah.
Because he was like being trampled on for a long time.
That's true. Yeah, Littlefinger probably killed more.
Yeah. But he, yeah, his army did kill a lot of people, and then he beat the shit out of fucking Thingo.
That's true. But he's like, okay, yeah, you're right. I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's war. We're in war. We're in war town.
Mm-hmm.
This is war times. And then who should show up?
Well, just a group of 5 Dothraki wearing big cloaks that are billowing in the wind. No one else. No one else is there.
Ah, the people who have always been here but now won't show me their face. Hello, random anonymous friend.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who's this revealing their face? If it isn't Sir Jorah Mormont.
It is. It is him.
What?
Yeah, it is.
How did he get here so fast?
I don't know.
This is the very much the point in the show as well, where at the time people were saying, how are they traveling around so quick?
Yep. He was in a cell in the Citadel up until a week ago.
Yeah.
And now he's here in Dragonstone, which is somewhere, some distance away from the Citadel. Yeah.
And I guess the Dothraki got over to that battle quite quick.
Yes.
He could probably move relatively quick.
I mean, I don't know what the distances are, so I don't know how to judge it.
Or the time frames, really.
Yes, yeah.
Like, the show deliberately obfuscates that stuff, so...
I mean, like, I don't know how long it takes you to ride on a horse from Melbourne to Canberra, so...
Good question.
Like, I just don't, I don't know.
I genuinely went to look it up on Google Maps, and then I was like, wait a minute, they won't have horse. How much faster is a horse than a person?
I don't know, like 5 times?
Okay. Canberra. I'm going to see how long it'll take to walk to Canberra.
Okay.
How much horsepower is a car? But I guess they're not maxing it out all the time.
How much horsepower is a person?
Good question. Real,
that's the actual question, I think.
Well, so Canberra is a 5-day walk.
Oh, well, it's got to be like a 2-day ride.
5 days, 10 hours. Yeah.
Surely. And that's like pretty far.
Yeah.
So if we're talking a couple of days for, you know, 700 kilometers.
Yeah.
I don't think this is crazy now. This is seeming much more reasonable.
Yeah, probably not. And also, like, there are silly... Like, Thingo, Varys showing up on that ship and bits and pieces of people warping about also just kind of has to happen.
Yeah.
The story isn't better if you wait a week.
No, no, absolutely not. Yeah.
You've just got to, like, fill it with a fucking scene of people camping.
Yes.
And then like, okay, cool. I guess it did take longer, but you can just imagine it all happened.
Yeah.
Which
people refuse to do.
Jorah's back.
Jorah's back, baby.
And it's like a little bit of what's going to happen, but then Daenerys is like, oh, thank fuck you back.
Gives him a big old hug.
Yeah. Mm. Thank God you're here.
Yeah.
The police station is... I've got to give you a press conference now.
There you go.
Thank God you're here.
Yeah.
I forgot how that show worked.
Thank God you're here. You arrested the first alien to ever land on Earth.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was holding a gun.
It would have been really funny to have been a famous enough comedian at the time to go on that show and then deliberately go like, no, I'm not.
Yes. Yeah. To absolutely tank it on purpose.
Thank God you're here. The soldiers are awaiting your speech, General. No, they're not. I'm the janitor. That would have been so much fun.
Oh, fuck. They just wouldn't air it.
No, exactly. That'd have cut you out.
Yeah.
And everyone in the audience would have hated it.
Yes.
Telling
your bloody other comedian mates would have been a great time.
Exactly. It would have been a fun story for a podcast 6 years later.
Sure, yeah. The group chat would have gone off.
So, yeah, Jorah's back.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a recap here, mm-hmm. and I don't know what the sentence concerned by what he saw at Blackwater Rush. Is that where the fight was?
Yeah. He's worried that Daenerys is going mad queen.
Oh, yeah, because him and Varys are having a little wine together,
yes.
having a chat about how fucked things are and that they're concerned.
Yeah. Yes, because Tyrion is very much like, okay, I'm worried, but I didn't actually kill anyone. I didn't burn anyone alive. I had to see it and it was fucked up, but like, you know, I'm going to come out of this okay. And Varys is like, yeah, I mean, I served the Mad King, and the whole time I was thinking like, look, I'm not the one who literally set that guy on fire. I didn't cut that man's head off.
Just following orders. Yeah. You can't do it.
But it's bad. It's bad. It's bad for you.
But they're both still like, hey, we still trust her.
Mm.
And I think she listens to us, so we'll be good.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. The only like, running away is not going to mean more good advice gets put into Daenerys's ear.
No.
It's going to mean less good advice is.
Totally.
So stick around and try to do the right thing.
Varys also has a little scroll.
Mm.
The one Bran sent, I guess, that's for Jon Snow.
Yep.
And Tyrion's like, so what does it say? Varys like, it is a sealed message for the king in the north.
Yes.
I would never think to open it using a hot steam thing so that you can reseal it and the glue is still fine. Mm. But yeah, he says it says nothing good.
Nothing good. Only great things?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Nothing, comma, good.
Just a blank scroll.
No news.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah.
So yeah, John gets that letter, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and he's suddenly like, I need to go home. Arya's there. Bran's there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's the army of the dead. We need to go. This is fucking crazy. I need to get out of here and ready the north.
Mm-hmm.
But, Daenerys is still saying like, nah, I'm not going to help you yet.
Yeah.
Cersei's going to fuck us if I send anyone up there. So yeah, then they come up with a bit of a plan.
Yeah, so what is the shifting of the sort of... They set the scene of like, yeah, we can't charge north to the wall because Cersei will attack us.
Yeah.
But we can't not charge north to the wall because the White Walkers are coming.
And all of them at this point are like, look, we believe... John believes it.
Yep.
So that's kind of enough for us.
Yeah.
Cersei's never going to buy that and give a shit about it.
Yeah.
So... we can't ignore her. So I think Tyrion is like, well, what if Cersei did believe it?
Mm.
Could we have a little bit of an armistice here?
Yeah.
And they come up with a plan of, well, if we got one of the zombies and showed it to Daenerys, she'd be freaked out by that and maybe that'd be enough for her.
Yeah, Cersei.
Showed it to Cersei.
But also, like, everyone needs to see it.
Yeah.
Like, not only John's seen it in this group.
Yeah.
Very few other people have. Bran sending this letter, people are still like, I mean, this crazy kid's telling me there's zombies. How do I know if that's true or not?
They need evidence. So their plan is to paint Jorah's face
yes.
with Halloween makeup.
Mm.
Send him down there going, ugh. Mm-hmm. And while everyone's distracted, kill Cersei.
Yeah.
Great plan.
Perfect plan.
Yeah, it's sort of... I remember people being mad about this plan. I think you were.
Yeah, I think it's dumb still.
Do you still think it's dumb?
I do.
I think it's less dumb this time.
People
need evidence. They're going to go get a White Walker.
Yeah, or White.
White,
yeah.
And show it to everyone.
I think that, like, logically it makes sense. And, like, that's why sort of setting up... just really bullet pointing what's happening here. Mm. And then going, therefore, yeah, let's do this. Makes sense logically. And you can say it out loud. And it's like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. Mm. I don't know if it works in, like, the real world. Like, I don't... even in this world, like, yeah, knowing the way everyone acts, the way, even just knowing, like, Cersei's motivations,
yeah,
I don't think that it would work. I just don't think it would work.
If you take the White Walkers to be an allegory for climate change, then evidence will not change anybody's mind about what their actions should
totally.
So, but evidence, hell, and they're like, we don't really have any other fucking option, so let's send some, we'll get some people who aren't doing anything to go up north, grab the White Walker, people who, you know, it obviously has to be people who, if they die on this dangerous mission,
yes,
then I don't want to use the word expendable, but they can be expended.
Yeah. And, you know, Daenerys is like, look, it'd really impress me. And Jorah's like, I'll do it.
Yeah. But we need expendable people. I will do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
But that
do you want to see me do a backflip?
It's totally, like, that's great. To make sense, this guy who was going to die,
yeah,
miraculously was cured. He's come back to serve his queen.
Experienced soldier and seemingly a survivalist.
Yep.
He'll be good at it. But don't send anyone else.
No one important.
No. Only send people who are expendable. Instead, they send the expendables.
Yes.
A whole bunch, like, the main characters.
All the main characters.
Are going to go. So who is it from here? It's John... I want to say Leon. Jorah. I forgot his name.
Leon?
Yeah, Leon.
Well, he's a professional.
I'm the Leon.
Davos? Is Davos going?
Doesn't want to go. He's like, hey, Davos, you stay here.
Yeah, he's like, actually, I got something else to do.
Yeah, John's like, I trust you and you need to look after shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Down here. Right. So, yeah. They need to send a few people, and John's like, no, I'm definitely going. I'm the only one here who's fought them and seen them before.
Yeah.
I need to go, which does kind of make sense, though. And John is also like, he's a man of action.
If this plan was going to happen, John was always going to go, I'm leading the charge here.
Yeah.
That's who he is. That reads perfectly for his character. No arguments there.
He doesn't consider himself to be the king in the north.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, the fact that he left Winterfell when everyone was like, stay fucking here.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit about that.
The reason he's a hero is because he is willing to sacrifice himself.
Damn.
That is good stuff.
So him and Jorah are going.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like, hey,
for
Grey
us.
Grey Worm, you stay here.
Yeah.
I think everyone kind of wants to go. I think Grey Worm says, I'll go.
Yeah, like, no, yeah.
You have to stay.
All the fighting guys.
Yeah.
But then they're like, the other part of this plan is to show Cersei the White Walker.
Right, exactly. And, like, how will she even... She'll think it's a trap. She'll never go for any kind of meeting. So Tyrion's like, I'll go and tell her.
Yeah.
The person she trusts the least.
Yep.
But he's like, I can talk to Jaime. Jaime will be able to get in her ear.
Yeah.
So
Jaime loves to get in her ear. I mean, if he had got in her ear a little bit more, there would be fewer kids to be
Jesus
in the line of succession. But hey.
Christ. So yeah, Tyrion's secret meeting with Jaime.
Yep. And again, that detail of the plan, perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Jaime is the only person in King's Landing who will listen to Tyrion, and Cersei will only listen to Jaime. That's great. That is a nice way, as we were saying before, for these, like, coincidences to line up.
Yeah.
And that's what storytelling is. That's beautiful. I like that. It still is the plan itself overall that I'm like, oh, I don't know.
It's a long shot, and maybe they don't do enough of a good job of pointing out how desperately they need Cersei on board.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the missing piece, where it's like, if we don't have Cersei not fucking with us, we won't be able to win this.
Maybe they had to lose a castle on the... Like, something had... The White Walkers had to attack somewhere for things to really get pushed to the brink.
Or Cersei had to win a battle.
Yeah, sure.
If like, because Cersei's not a threat right now, really. Mm. We've just seen her get fucked up by one dragon or her army.
Yes.
Like, she doesn't actually seem like that much of a threat.
Yeah, yes.
If she attacked, Daenerys would win, is yep. my assumption.
Totally.
Other than if it was with their navy.
Sure, yeah. It's almost more like, and it's obviously this is not what happened. The story went elsewhere, but it's like, maybe Daenerys has to fucking burn King's Landing to the ground, sacrifice some of her morals and her humanity just to quickly get everyone else to go up to the wall. You know, that's...
'Cause, yeah, John, if like I could see even John getting behind that plan.
Right.
Of like, well, if we need Cersei out of the way, there are two options. Convince her to truce with us, which is dangerous as hell.
Yeah.
Because she's a fucking liar.
She's a liar, and getting a White Walker and bringing it back to King's Landing is... sounds impossible.
Yeah. The other option is the thing you've been telling me not to do and win the war incredibly quickly by killing a few people.
Yeah.
And like, they're going to die anyway if the White Walkers come down here.
Yes. If we kill, it's the trolley problem. Do you pull the lever to kill one person or do you leave it and kill three?
Yeah. Do you get in that trolley and ride around punching one person or do you try to punch everyone in that supermarket?
Yes.
Do you focus all your punches on the one person and definitely get them?
Yeah.
Or do you jump out of the trolley and start spinning around with your fists out, knocking over cornflakes and shit at the same time as
making
hitting
a lot of work for a bunch of casual workers? Hell, who are getting paid enough for this shit?
Nah, it's great though. Pulling pranks and stuff. Man, those fucking videos of like people in like Walmarts or whatever in America and they jump in those big buckets of all the balls. And all the balls go everywhere and they're like, ha 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 ha. Fuck, I hate that shit.
It's the worst.
Like, what's even the prank there? It's not like someone thought, like, so don't tell anyone, but these people think they're not going to have a shit day.
Yes.
But actually, we've set it up so they will.
That's the worst kind of prank. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Unless it's Jackass where everyone is so in on, like, they've signed away, we will get punched in the face sometimes.
Sure,
by
yes.
By a big boxing glove coming out of that a note.
That's why. If you're walking into the Jackass production offices, you've signed up to get punched in the face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you're working at a Walmart, you're getting punched in the face every single day by... how shit it is to work in retail.
Exactly.
Just maintaining that attitude that you have to have anyway.
That's why I think the ones where like Johnny Knoxville dresses as an old man and like crashes through a window, like a storefront, it's like, I don't like that one because that just ruins that store's day.
Yeah, that's just like, what did the shop do?
Yeah.
Unless the shop is like selling Nazi paraphernalia
sure.
or something.
Yes.
And then it's like, well, you probably could have done more.
Yeah.
So
don't just throw an egg at that Nazi store. Do another
shit.
Do a worse thing.
Someone's getting political.
I'm advocating. No, I'm not.
Someone's going to get deleted from Twitter.
Yeah.
So Davos is like, okay, I'll take Tyrion because I'm a smuggler. I know how to do that shit.
Yes.
Takes him to a secret little, tiny little...
little bay, inlet.
Little cove.
Yes.
And Davos is like, all right, I'll see you in a minute, Tyrion. He's like, what the f-?
Yeah.
He's like, I've got my own life. You don't know me.
I got stuff to do.
So off he goes, and Bronn is part of this. He's like, somehow Tyrion's gotten in contact with Bronn.
Yeah.
Told Bronn to bring Jaime down. Jaime sees Tyrion, and Tyrion's very sheepish.
Yes. I think it's lucky that Jaime was holding just the blunt sword and not a real one, because... take away everything.
That's
right.
They were going to train down there. Bronn's like, yeah, we got to sword fight more.
Yeah. Take aside like the genuine love and bond between Jaime and Tyrion. That exact point, and with what's happened most recently, you could see Jaime just being like, fuck you, and cutting his head off.
Tyrion killed his dad. And I think if Jaime didn't now know that Tyrion didn't kill Joffrey,
yeah.
for sure, I don't know if he was ever fully in. But, oh, I guess he was like, look, I don't think he did it.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
the trial was happening.
Yeah.
But if it was like, then he killed his dad afterwards, it might have made him rethink that.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, Jamie's still like, all right, Tyrion, what the fuck are you doing here? But hears him out.
Yeah.
And Davos, meanwhile, has wandered off to the blacksmith area of the city.
The Street of Steel.
God, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that.
The Street of Steel. Imagine if everywhere that had like, you know how like DeGraves Lane is all cafes? Is it DeGraves Lane?
Yeah, DeGraves Street.
Imagine if that had a whole bunch of graves.
Oh,
it's DeGraves Street.
Yeah, that's good. Or it was called Coffee Lane.
Coffee Lane. and Collins Street was just a whole bunch of people named Colin.
Yes.
They're all just lined along it. As you walk down, they're like, hello.
Mm.
Like, hi, Colin. He's like, how do you know my name? Like, well, you're on Collins Street. He's like, ah, right.
And Burke Street, there was a lot of sexist gardeners.
Ah, Don Burke.
Don Burke, I did it.
Oh, Donnie Burke, my dad.
I've done a reference.
That's my dad. I don't think he did. No, anyway.
I think he should get egged.
I think he absolutely should just get fucked, which he has. He's
he's gone off.
He's nothing.
Yeah.
So, Robert, Davos goes and finds Gendry.
Yeah.
Which is fucking cool as hell.
He just shows up and is like, hey, I guess you stopped Rowan finally, huh? Which is what everyone had been saying that whole time.
That is like a meta joke
about
what people were saying about the show.
Yeah.
But it also does make sense for... Well, actually, it doesn't make sense for Davos to say that.
I guess
you're not rowing anymore. Like, Davos wouldn't have been sitting there for the last 3 years going like, but he's still rowing.
Yeah, I think he just rowed off and kept rowing.
But so he's like, I looked all around the place, but I should have known you were here
doing
your blacksmithing again. And Gendry's like, yep, that's all I know.
Yeah.
He's like, look, you're probably going to have to think about this for ages, but we kind of need you if you want. Yep. Ready to go. Yep. I've got a massive hammer.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. I've got this big ass hammer here.
What do you think I've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years? I've been waiting, preparing to be a main character again.
Yeah. So he gets his big ass hammer like Robert used to have.
Yep. Visibly is made of plastic. The way he carries it walking off is like so light.
I didn't know.
He's like
that.
Swinging it around.
There's a couple of those. I've seen gifs of like when John gets on his horse to go and ride to try and get Rickon.
Yes.
His horse isn't wobbling. His sword is like wobbling around.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, none of it's...
It's not real.
Some of it is. But a lot of it would be
The dragons are real.
The dragons are real.
Yeah.
Except they're actually made of the cows.
Oh.
That's how they film them.
They're real cows.
Yeah. If you wanted to look like a horse, you'd tape a bunch of cats together.
That's it.
Good joke from The Simpsons.
Great joke from The Simpsons.
Dude, a couple of white guys doing a Game of Thrones podcast with references to The Simpsons. Are we the freshest thing in the world?
I think we've broken new ground.
Tyrion's like, who the fuck's this guy? But changes his mind when these two gold cloaks come up. Or are they gold cloaks or City Watch? City Watch. And
one of whom is played by a guy who's already played a character in Game of Thrones.
Has he? Who was he?
Kevin Eldon played one of the theatre troupe.
Yeah.
He played Ned. He was the guy who was playing Ned Stark.
He was too. That's weird.
It's a little weird.
It's his brother.
It's his twin brother.
That could happen.
Absolutely.
That's what happened. Okay. That's my headcanon.
Yeah.
That's what the prequel's going to be about.
That's about where those two brothers would end up, City Watch and just in a traveling theater troupe.
I mean, if you were going to be an actor
in
Game of Thrones land, you're traveling a lot.
Yes.
So he could have started acting in King's Landing.
For sure,
but
yeah.
Then fucked off over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's there.
I think it's more interesting, like, oh, I guess the show producers just like that guy.
He's cool.
I like him as
And
well.
It's funny that they've been through every British actor to the point where it's like, oh, we need to start reusing him.
Yeah.
But they come over and just when it's Davos and Gendry, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, all right, you got me. I'm smuggling.
Mm.
It's this fucking horny crab meat.
Yeah.
You eat some, you get a boner. Have a little piece, go to a brothel.
Yes.
Off you pop.
Quick smart.
Yeah.
Because it takes effect quickly.
And fuck, he's a good smuggler. He immediately starts spinning it. He's got the stuff.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Like, I loved his little grift here.
Yeah, yeah. Little window into Davos pre-show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Tyrion, the big dumbass.
Yeah.
Fucking whistling, like...
Wearing, like, very rich clothing and being the one dwarf in the world with a visible scar on his face.
Yeah. Just wandering down the street.
Yeah.
Head in the clouds.
Yep.
Fucking...
He's finished his secret mission now. He's just let his guard down.
He's singing, I am Tyrion, having a happy day.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. Time to ignore my surroundings. And then
He just strolls past them as well.
Yeah.
He gets to the boat.
I think he tries to cover his face a little bit. He's like, oh, he goes like, boys?
Yeah.
Like, gives him a little wave, like, nothing weird here.
Yep.
And then they immediately go like, hey, are you Tyrion?
Yeah.
I think we're meant to be killing you if we see you.
And Davos is just like, remember you got the boner meat, so...
Hey, my normal stuff, get out of here. I'll give you 10 more gold. And they're like, there's not a lot of gold that can... pay for that? Can you pay more than fucking Cersei Lannister for him? Anyway, Gendry whacks them in the back of the head with a fucking hammer real well.
Yes.
God, that's a good hammer hit he does.
Yeah,
he like smacks Kevin Eildon in the back of the head, I think.
Yes.
And then spins it back around to get the other guy in the front of the face.
And then his face is gone.
Absolutely kills the pair of them.
Yes.
And Tyrion's like, okay, this guy's cool.
Yep.
We can bring him with us.
And let's shove this boat off quickly because if anyone finds them, we're fucked.
Get rid of that boat.
Mm.
So,
they push the boat away and swim into the ocean.
Yeah. And then, so they get back and Davos is like, don't tell John who you are. All right. Just.
Yeah. Keep it on the down low.
Nobody.
Don't want people finding out. It's dangerous.
Pretending this. Gendry immediately walks up. He's like, hey, I'm Robert Baratheon's son. Mm-hmm. I want to come with you up north.
Yep.
I think our dad's got along, so we'll probably get along. Don't worry about it. Davos is like, Gendry. But, I think that's fine to do for him.
I didn't think it. Yes, I think it was fine.
Yeah, what does it matter if John knows? John doesn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
So it's John, Jorah, then Davos and Gendry.
Yes.
So Davos is coming.
Yeah, yeah. He just had a little mission first, but he's going.
Does he end up north in the next one? I can't remember him being there. He
is. I'm pretty sure he is at the end of this episode at least. He's up there.
Yeah. Right. I don't remember him being there when they're up north.
He might stay at the wall.
He does something. He has to. He waits behind somewhere for some reason. I think maybe he heads back to Winterfell.
Oh, maybe.
I can't remember. Anyway, so I don't even remember this bit. Tyrion gives Jorah some gold.
That's right.
Tyrion's like, hey, Jorah, I haven't seen you for a bit. Here's that coin that the guy gave me when he freed me. So like, this is all you need. Like a nice little token of like, remember when we were in slavery together?
Yes.
Tyrion's like, have that, bit of luck for you.
Mm.
And Jon and Daenerys have like a little, okay. Yeah. I guess we'll see each other later. Yes. Gives her a very formal like, well, good fortune in the wars to come. Mm-hmm. See you later. Don't want to fuck you. Never mind.
Yes, I'm being a good, honorable soldier going off to war.
So
I hope that's not attractive to you.
Back over in the Citadel,
Sam
is like in the corner of a room while a bunch of the other like...
The big maesters
are having a bit of a... fucking smug chat.
Yeah.
They've got a very smug, like, well, it's as this person said, don't you know, don't you wish you had a girlfriend as hot like me?
Mm.
Then the other's like, I actually think in the words of whoever the other person was, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. Just quotes and quotes to each other.
Yeah.
The worst type of fucking conversation.
Yeah.
Fucking people who talked like that. I remember like a friend's dad or something when I was a kid always used to just say quotes of other people.
I've never experienced it in real life.
God. Some people do it. It's fucked.
Is it people who are like smart enough to read a lot but not smart enough to know that quoting stuff is annoying?
100%.
Yeah.
That is exactly what... And like they think that that makes you smarter to be able to regurgitate other people's things.
Right.
Which is fucking insane.
Yeah, remembering stuff is not smartness.
If you want to get a horse on camera, you tape 10 cats.
Yeah, I didn't remember that, so I
made that up.
I think I'm smart.
But so yeah, they're having a talk about the letter that Bran sent them about Beyond the Wall, and Sam's like, hey, I actually know that kid. That kid's telling the truth. All the stuff Beyond the Wall is absolutely right. You should 100% listen to him.
Totally.
And they're like,
you've got to warn everyone.
Yeah. And the Citadel's like, or at least Jim Broadbent is like, oh, look, shit's happening all the time.
Yeah.
We don't need to fucking do anything.
Also, I think very smartly, and he is the smart one, Jim Broadbent, is like, look, if we warn everyone to head north and fight against this fake zombie army, it leaves everything else completely vulnerable to the Lannisters.
Yeah.
That seems like a good trick to pull.
Even if this is right, like, we still need to know more. And I think he's like, we'll write back and ask them more.
Yes.
But Sam's had enough by now.
Yeah.
And as he walks out, he's like, I haven't had the heart to tell him about his father and his brother yet. But Sam gets out and he's in a huff.
Yeah.
He's fucking furious. I think Gilly is reading through some books.
Gilly is reading like all of the spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gilly is like, she's learned to read better. And she's like, did you know there are 17,000 steps in the Citadel? And did you know that
Rhaegar Targaryen had his marriage annulled?
Yeah. Did you know that this guy had a bunch of diarrhea? And then Sam gets mad. He's like, I don't need to sit here and listen to about Maester Thingos a million shits.
Yes.
She's like, that's actually the number of steps there is. Yes. And yeah, she literally reads out the Rhaegar annulment thing, which I, at the time, people didn't know if that was correct.
Yeah,
RLJ stuff. Like, if it was exactly that, it gets alluded to. But then by the end of this season, we know it's real.
Yeah. And so, Sam doesn't react to
no,
that.
He's not listening to her at all.
Yeah.
He's in his own head thinking about how stupid, how fucking the Maesters weren't listening to him when he's doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Ironic.
He fucks off and grabs a whole bunch of books out of the Citadel, sets up a wagon, and he's like, we're leaving. I want to actually do something. I'm not going to sit around and wait while the rest of the world deals with this problem.
Yeah.
Which is good of him.
Yes. Absolutely.
They need me up north. I'm going to go help.
Yep. He didn't stick around and, like, he hasn't been there very long.
Well, he might have been. I don't know how long of a period of time has passed.
I guess that's true. It could be like a year or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he did a lot of fucking cleaning up shit and everything.
That's true.
To have learned a bunch of stuff. Like the fact that he could do the drawer thing.
Yeah.
So.
I reckon he's like, yeah, he's done 1 year of uni and he's dropped out to have a career.
Yeah.
He's got it. He knows what he wants to do.
Totally.
Yeah.
He's going to go pick up a trade.
Yes.
So Sansa's up north. They're yelling about how Jon's not there.
Oh, yeah. They're yelling about how Jon's not there and how great she is.
Yeah. And Arya is like, gets mad about Lord Glover, like, bringing up, hey, should you maybe be in charge? And her not going like, hey, fuck off, Jon's the king. She's like, hey, Jon's doing what he thinks. She does say, like, Jon's, you know, doing what he thinks is best and we should listen to him, but she doesn't tell him to fuck off, basically.
Yes.
And Arya brings that up to Sansa later on. So is this a bit with the mask? No. This is the bit where Sansa's like, Arya's just being a bit full on.
She's being a kid about it. Like, she's being extreme about it, which could be juvenile or could be because she's become a brainwashed assassin.
Yeah.
But she's just very much like, if someone says something bad about your brother, you cut their head off for being a dick.
And she was all like, I mean, this is all from when they were kids.
Yes.
Like, Arya liked Jon.
Yeah.
Sansa was always a dick to Arya and to Jon because her mother was.
Arya is not endeared towards Sansa now because Sansa is sleeping in their parents' nice bedroom and is not, if not enjoying being in a position of power, is taking to it very easily.
Yeah, but Sansa's being good and we know that. Like, Sansa's doing a good job and Arya's kind of like not convinced, but I think we are.
Yeah, Arya is suspicious and is like influenced by how they were as kids.
Yeah, and Arya's like, I can see it in your eyes. I know what you really want. You're just another power-hungry motherfucker, basically.
And Sansa is like, no.
Yeah. I think Sansa's not.
I think the way the scene ends from memory is like Arya, says that. I can see the way you really think is that you should be in charge, you're good at it, and if Jon never came back, then would that be so bad? And I think Sansa is like, look, yeah, but I don't actually want Jon to never come back. I just agree that I would be good if I was in charge.
Yeah, and Sansa, like, she absolutely likes being in control of her situation for once.
Sure, yeah.
So fair enough, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Arya's sneaking about for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
She's watching Littlefinger, like, go on all these little secret chats and doing all these subterfuge-seeming things.
Yep.
Chasing him around. Sneaks into his room.
Yep.
And grabs, like, he's standing outside his door. The Maester brings him a note.
Yes.
And he's like, is this the only copy? The Maester's like, yeah, weird question. Are you going to just not hide it or wreck it or burn it or anything? Littlefinger's like, get out of here. So she goes in and has a look around for a bit and finds the note inside of his mattress. Classic hiding place.
Oh, yeah.
It's the note that Sansa wrote from the castle that she was, like, forced to write.
Yeah,
or was convinced to write, saying, like, hey, tell Rob to shut the fuck up.
Mm.
That note, right?
Yeah, the Lannisters forced her to do that, yeah.
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 But, or she was, like, convinced by the Lannisters to do it. Like, she wasn't a sword point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were like, this is the best.
But she was significantly more young and naive.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Arya's been sneaking about, watching Littlefinger from the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But then it looks like Littlefinger knew what Arya was doing.
He's planted it there.
Littlefinger was just as sneaky as the trained assassin.
Yes.
Somehow. Yeah, which is kind of weird.
And he's put it there to create division between the two Stark sisters.
So Jaime has a little chat with Cersei. He goes to Cersei's room and Qyburn's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, why is Qyburn here a little bit? Like, Cersei and Qyburn, very tight unit.
Yeah. Does Cersei say Qyburn's the hand of the queen?
Yeah, he is.
I thought that's what she said.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's been that for a bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
What other friends does she have?
Jaime?
I guess, but he's still like a sworn gold cloak guy, or the what's his title? Oh, he has some title.
Kingsguard?
Kingsguard.
Head of the Kingsguard, yeah. Maybe? Yeah.
So I think that's like something that you are for life.
Right, okay.
Because if he didn't stop being it after he killed the king.
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
So he kind of can't be it.
Right.
Qyburn's probably an okay choice anyway. He's smart, obviously.
Yeah, he's smart, yeah.
But Cersei's like, so how's Tyrion?
Mm.
He's like, I've got something to know.
Yeah, I have a deep, dark secret to reveal to you. Yeah, Tyrion's here. What? Yeah. What'd he say?
I know about that. This is my city. I know everything.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Mm.
I let him go.
You're in my house.
I think she's like, I let him leave. I let him get out of here. I was okay with all this.
Yeah.
But what did he have to say?
Mm.
And oh, she knows about the truce as well.
Even. Yes.
She's like, yep, truce will be fine. Don't worry about it. I guess Bronn must have told her then.
Oh.
Like, who else would have even fucking known?
I mean, she could just have someone following Bronn all the time and listening.
Just someone with their hands and arms and legs out on the ceiling. Doing that thing where they stand on a jumping jack position.
Mm.
I love it when people do that in movies.
It's great.
I want to try it one day. And she's like, yeah, no, maybe a little bit of a quick truce might be a good idea. I mean, we got a kid on the way.
Yeah.
So he's like, a baby? A little tiny baby?
Yeah.
She's like, yep, this is going to be our kid. I'm going to tell everyone that it's our kid.
He's like, it is ours? She's like, yes. It's no one else's, I swear.
Yeah. It wouldn't be as well. Who else would she have? Yeah. Well.
Who knows?
But yeah, she's like, yeah, this is great. We can tell everyone it's actually our kid.
Yeah.
We'll all be fine now. But if you ever betray me again, I swear to God, I will absolutely lose my lid.
Yep.
I will flip it.
I'll flip my lid.
I'll flip that lid. Up north, Jon, Gendry, Davos, and Jorah have gotten up to Eastwatch by the sea.
Yes.
Tormund's there.
That's where he was sent to be a Night's Watchman now.
And Tormund's like, oh, great. I'm glad you guys are here. This is a great idea. Is the big blonde lady here?
Mm.
And they're like, no. And he's like, ah, damn.
Oh,
she's hot as hell.
If you guys have a party and she's there, can you tell me that she's going to be there?
Right. And then Davos is like, I'm not going to come. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
That's how he does it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a smart move from him. Probably none of them should. Anyway.
Yeah.
And Tormund's like, it's kind of weird that you showed up, actually, because there's a bunch of other people going to do the exact same thing.
Mm.
I locked them up in a cell.
Yeah. They've been slowly dying of hunger.
So they're all down there. It's the Hound. It's
Thoros.
Beric Dondarrion and Thoros.
Yeah.
So they all have past and history with each other as well.
Mm.
Gendry's like, fuck these guys. They sold me to the witch.
Yep.
Obviously,
no one likes the Hound.
Yeah, everyone's there. And the Hound's fucking standoffish to everyone.
Yeah.
Jorah's like, oh, you're Thoros, right? And then Thoros is like, yeah, you're a Mormont, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Tormund's like, Mormont? He used to be the Night's Watch. He killed a whole bunch of my... Like, everyone has fucking beef with each other. But then everybody kind of realizes, like, hey, we need to fucking shut the fuck up.
Hey, we're a motley crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some tension. But in the end, we'll probably come together and escape from this prison of war camp or do the heist or whatever it is we're banding together to do.
Who wants to do demolitions?
I guess we're some sort of dirty dozen or dirty half dozen.
It is Oceans, the seven of us, and then however many random people we need to bring so that someone can get killed every time there's something threatening happening.
And then Thoros is like, wait, no, Beric is like, I could actually get killed a few times, you know.
Nah, we'll bring some red shirts, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, last shot is the tunnel opening up and then sort of a Magnificent Seven them walking away.
Mm.
Going up north.
Jeez.
Bloody hell.
Oh, what's going to happen? Something believable?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, so a lot of this is the wheels turning episode of the season, yes, for sure. This is, all right, all these pieces need to be set up here to make everything else happen.
Yep.
But it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was still very engaging. It was fun. Yeah. Like, as stupid as a lot of that stuff was, it was still fun to watch, and it's all being performed really well still.
It's nice to see Gendry again.
Yes.
It's nice to have all of these characters meet or re-meet and just kind of line out, lay out. Like, here's how we interacted.
This is previously. I mean, and like it's been referenced a lot in terms of this little group getting together, but this is more like the second Oceans movie where people are like meeting back up again or crossing over, or like the bad guy has to help the good guys now, sort of stuff, which is fun. It's not like tense or, you know, intricate politics or anything.
No.
But it's fun.
Well, and because all of these characters as well aren't really that.
Yeah,
all of
yeah.
these people couldn't give a shit about that. They're all basically soldiers.
These are all the guys. Yeah, these are the guys who kick the door down because they don't have a speech ready.
Fucking seven people running at the same door, trying to kick it, but then getting their feet stuck in it like the three they can't get it through because they all want to kick the door down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that episode.
That's it. And yeah, it was a good episode. It wasn't a... It wasn't a great episode, but it was not a bad episode.
There's a couple silly things. The next two have a couple of things that are just like, maybe just because the stakes are being turned up to 11, everything seems more heightened.
Sure.
Like, I don't know how you make a dragon swooping in at the last moment not seem silly.
Right.
I mean, not have it be the last moment and a Hollywood thing.
Mm.
But then the justification for it in the next episode is a little more like, I've forgotten kind of about Daenerys being like, oh, fuck, they need help because of this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... The drowning thing is, but it's all concessions that just clearly need to be made.
Yeah.
It's why fucking it's taking George R. R. Martin forever to write the last books, probably, because this, the end of this show is a corner that all the characters are getting pushed into.
Sure. How do you do that elegantly?
Yeah.
How do you make a bunch of people, get squeezed into one area?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's doing it pretty well.
It's doing it entertainingly.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to these next two.
Two more episodes exist of Game of Thrones currently.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two more weeks to cover them. The Comedy Festival is on.
Yep.
This Thursday.
It's going to be easy.
It is absolutely the only thing that I've been thinking about the whole time recording this.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got two more of these to do, and then, it'll be season eight. We'll be... So, have we talked about what the plan... Like, we're going to release them probably have to be the next day?
I think so. I think the fact that, at least for this first one of the new season...
That's right.
We will have to do Chimp Cop.
Which is the show that we're both in.
Yes.
We might be able to release it that night.
Yeah, yeah.
It might be up late that night. The next two will just be out normal times.
Yeah. But I think the premiere of season eight where... Watching it that evening, or I will be, recording the episode immediately after watching it, and then releasing it either that night or the next day.
It might be a little bit late, but whatever, and then the rest are all fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And they should be up to the minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all wraps up. It'll be interesting to talk about these next two that, set it up. But yeah, boy, just tail end stuff here, so I don't really have much more to say than that.
Yeah. That's the end of the episode.
Hell yeah!
Come thanks.
To our shows if you're in Melbourne.
Absolutely, yeah. Come to Chimp Cop. It's at 7:30 every night, except Wednesdays. It's at Trades Hall. A beautiful venue. A lot of people who came last year, a lot of sort of friends and workmates and stuff, were like, "That's a really nice venue. It's got a fun bar there now. It's a cool place to hang out. So come see that." And then...
My show is on at 9:45 every day, except for Mondays. And that's at Acme, which is at Fed Square. It's the place where they have, movie exhibits and stuff normally.
It's
and
a cool venue. A cinema. Yeah.
It is cool. The room that I'm in has uncomfortable seating. But not for 50 minutes. You can sit there for that.
You'll be distracted by the comedy.
Well, maybe. Yeah, you can find that all at comedyfestival.com.au if you want to come.
Yes. Keep sending your emails in. Give us some reviews and ratings and give us a share around, you know.
Eight episodes left after this one. So if you think a friend might like it, now's a fucking time to get them on board.
That's it. People have been clamoring for us to do another TV show after this. We'll only do it if we get 1 million downloads for the remaining episodes. So get sharing.
It's got to be 1 million.
Yeah.
No, 8 billion.
8 billion.
I'm not doing it until we have a population issue on the planet.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.